This is Al Simpson. If you don't yet know what the BTU tax stands for, just remember this. It's Bill Taxing You. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Folks who've just had the chance to hear their furnaces run all winter long know all too well how much that kind of use costs. What would Americans like to pay an extra, say, 8 cents a gallon more? And how would they like handing over that same money raised to the big spending Democrats in Congress? My hunch is not too much. Ted, while the good folks making between $15,000 and $30,000 a year spend about 12% of their earnings on energy, they're also ineligible for any low-income assistance. Yet liberals like you and Clinton think they should pay more? So this is your idea of taxing the rich? Ted, your vote to keep this kind of tax in the budget proves that your eternal lust for taxation of any kind is always stronger than your pseudo-liberal compassion. Come 94, they'll repay the favor and leave you out in the cold. Turn up the furnace.
Al, consistency was never your strong suit, but you lost your last shred of credibility when you voted against my proposal in the Senate the other day to reduce the excessive bite of the energy tax on home heating oil. That reduction was essential to guarantee that millions of families across the country will not be penalized because they heat their homes with oil. Your fanatical, anti-tax, right-wing posturing was just that, Al, posturing. You complain and complain about the energy tax like a broken record, but then you go on and do something like that. Even the Clinton administration agreed that the energy tax, as originally proposed, had an unintended and excessively harsh impact on home heating oil. But old Tax Me Again Simpson said, too bad. No relief for homeowners. How Republican can you get, Al? Al Simpson and I want to hear from our listeners about topics you'd like us to debate on Face Off. Just send your suggestion to the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.